not far south of Papua New Guinea, you'll find another famous traditional instrument, the Australian didgeridoo, blown like a trumpet, but mouthed like an overtone instrument. American physicist Bill Robertson has been studying the didgeridoo's acoustics, but his, he told me, is made out of 1.5 meters of plastic tubing.
Yes, it's actually made out of PVC, this particular one. I mean, traditional didgeridoos are obviously made out of wood that's hollowed out. It's actually fairly hard to make one. In Australia, they make them because of termite damage that basically eats the wood away enough so that they can, with a stick, just hollow out to make a wooden tube, if you will. It's nice and simple from an acoustician's point of view. It's a purely cylindrical tube that's got very simple acoustics. It's got no finger holes. It's a drone instrument, if you will. It plays a single note.
And how do you play that note?
You basically buzz your lips in the very much the same way as you'd play a trumpet, though you actually have a very loose lip. It's not quite the same. You don't purse your lips. You just put your lips flat against the end of the pipe.
And as you say, it really is sort of just this sort of buzzing noise. You're flapping your lips together, very flabby.
Yes, and that buzzing noise creates a whole range of frequencies, and the length of the tube basically picks up the resonances.
So it's an instrument that's really dependent on harmonics. You really are just working with presumably a number of discrete vibrations going on within that short length of tube.
Yes, you're exciting essentially all of the harmonics that can exist in a tube that's closed at one end. And in fact, the character of the instrument, the little character that you can get, you can change by changing the shape of your mouth. And the shape of your mouth, if you will, acts as a little bit of a filter.
Now that sounds very similar to humi singing, which I've just been trying out, and also to singing bowls, where the sound is going into the mouth, and by changing the shape of your mouth, you're changing the harmonics. It seems interesting, you know, you've got your lips buzzing, but still some of that sound somehow gets back into your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, there's an interesting coupling, I think, not necessarily one that's well understood, between the resonances of the tube and the resonances of your throat and vocal tract. So by changing the shape of your mouth, it's very, very similar to some of those forms of singing you were mentioning, or even everyday speech when we form vowel sounds, E, oo. In the same way, if you form your mouths as you're playing the didgeridoo, you get a change in the character of the tone as you're accentuating different harmonics.
So can you demonstrate that to me? I mean, can you just do an E on your didgeridoo?
Actually, one good way of doing it is if you say the word didgeridoo, you don't actually say the word didgeridoo, but you form your mouth in the way that you would to say didgeridoo, then you get an E and an oo sound naturally. And you can hear that character, I think, as I play.
Now, here's a very doo, the very high harmonic there.
Yeah, and then that's the rhythmic part where basically I'm saying didgeridoo, you know, and you get that e-e-oo, and that rhythmic character is what you inject into it. Actually, to make it more colorful as an instrument in real playing, if you will, the performer often yips or does real sounds from his voice, not just from the blowing of the instrument, to add some sort of color to the whole thing.